Thank you. Welcome to Rabbi Hochberg. It's always good to see you. Yesterday we addressed the question of why we begin Netilat Yadayim by picking up the cup with the right hand, placing it in the left, instead of just lifting it up with the left. Today the Kitzur moves on to say that there are two phases to hand washing, at least in theory. Tov litlam ad perek hadzroa. It is best, if possible, to wash your hand all the way down to the wrist. Ach b'shat hadchak, but if you're in a time of need, difficult situation, dai ad kishrei etzbotav, it's okay up to the knuckles. And it's been suggested that this is not just a convenient quantitative line to draw. If you don't have enough water, just go to the knuckles. But actually, the hand has two symbolic parts to it. It has the fingers and it has the palm. And the fingers are dexterous. They represent dexterity. The palm represents strength. And these actually characterize two of the advantages that humankind has over other species. Number one, our intelligence, which is represented by the supple dexterity, and also our power to dominate the world, which, again, if we went one-on-one with a lion, I don't know if we'd win, but as a species, we seem to do pretty well against nature. And if we have a choice, we're in a shat hadchak, and we can only purify one, we should clean our intelligence. Because with a pious mind, we can use that power to make the world a better place.